Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight, and at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face is deathly grey, and I write this note to tell why Pat is not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. Now to throw them down from such a height, it was not a good idea. The gaffer wasn't very pleased, he being an awful sod. He said I had to cart them down the ladders in me hud. Now clearing all these bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in the haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. So when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. But I took off like a rocket, till to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel broke me shoulder as unto the ground it sped, and when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with me head. I held on tight, though numb with shock from this almighty blow, and the barrel spilled out half its bricks 14 floors below. Now when those building bricks fell from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I spat towards the ground, and I landed on the broken bricks that were all scattered round. Now as I lay there on the deck, I thought I passed the worst. But when the barrel hit the pulley well, that's when the bottom burst. A shower of bricks came down on me, I hadn't got a hope. And in all of this confusion, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel then being heavier, it started down once more, and it landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. Well, it broke 3 ribs and my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Pat is not at work today.